Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 51 of Ninjas and Super Spies. This page describes the Private Eye occupational character class. And I'm just going to say it. This page is fucking great. I love the PI in this game. It's the coolest. When I was a kid, and I used to play role-playing games with my dad, he played a PI. I thought that was pretty cool. I had a lot of fun. It definitely inspired my love of gaming moving forward. But I don't think it's all nostalgia. This class, incidentally, is not the one he played. He played the PI from Heroes Unlimited, the other awful Palladium RPG. This class really scratches all the itches for me. First of all, you get your own agency. This game has rules for creating spy agencies, which we'll get into later, and also martial arts schools, any kind of organization. The PI gets his own. He's a business owner. It's cool. He gets a really good skill selection, really good skill bonuses. Basically, he's somebody who's got some kind of espionage or military or law enforcement background, but who decided to go independent. And so he's got a lot of skills. He's sort of a maverick, but now he's on his own and has to pay his own bills. Doesn't have the legal authority. A classic trope, one that's great for ninjas and super spies, and that actually plays to the strengths of this game, which has a million varied skills, an emphasis on investigation that involves a lot of fisticuffs, and enough tracking of money to make it a significant drawback that, like, you may be smarter than the detectives at the agency, but they've got money and backing and you don't. Everything kind of comes together for the Private Eye. It's a cool page. I even like the picture of the Private Eye. His hat is casting a shadow over his eyes, as God intended. To find something dumb on this page, I've had to resort to something I've been saving throughout the other occupational character classes, which is the starting age. Each occupational character class lists a starting age. For some of the occupational character classes, the age is quite low, and then increases a bit with your martial arts styles, which add to your age. So, for example, the dedicated martial artist starts at only age 12, but would actually enter play something more like age 17 or 18 on the low end because of the years spent learning martial arts. Now, I think there was a version of this game where skill programs were meant to add to your age, but they no longer do in the version that we see here. So what you get instead is that while the martial artists, if you're playing the Goober class, you may start as young as like 17 or 18, and that makes sense because you've done nothing but study martial arts in a monastery. The Private Eye, I mean, here's the description. The Private Eye is usually an individual who has had some experience in law enforcement, military, or espionage. Generally, the character found that while he enjoyed investigative work, he did not enjoy the people he had to work with, the rules, and/or the restrictions forced upon him by the agency. Consequently, after a few years, sometimes a few months, of service, he left that particular outfit to start his own agency, where he can be his own boss and follow his own conscience. Clearly an indication of, like, the hard-boiled character with skeletons in his closet, right? And the character gets a ton of skills. 2 general skill programs, 2 from espionage, 2 from military or gizmoteer. So those back up this life story. But his starting age is only 18, and he doesn't have a martial art form that drives that up. So it's very feasible to play a Private Eye who has a couple of years of university under his belt, army basic training, artillery training, he's an electrical engineer, he's a trained boxer, he's a collegiate wrestler, he's an acrobat in the circus, he's a bodybuilder. He was trained as a CIA assassin and deep cover agent. He's maintained 2 fully papered cover identities as an engineering consultant and a journalist for a tech magazine. He has friends and acquaintances and work histories and fake IDs in both of those jobs. And then decided to quit the CIA in celebration of his 18th birthday to start his own investigation agency. Which I guess is the dumbest thing on this page. Although, let's be honest, I would play the shit out of that character. Join me tomorrow as we return to our regularly scheduled program of negativity on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.